Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 131. If you've been following the podcast, you can skip the first 5 minutes while I welcome the new people. If you're new to the podcast, you want to go to jorn.tv, that's JOURN.tv, if you're listening somewhere in a podcast service out there. Because I always have all the links and charts and the descriptions and transcripts and tweets and PDFs and videos, everything. So you can follow along with the podcast. At jorn.tv, you can learn more about the podcast. Is click on the About link. What is Planet Homemaking? What is it that we're doing here? And right now we're in cleaning mode. It's insanity. The world is going crazy, and we need to just expose the truth. And like I always say, the truth is personal experience at this point. We don't know who's saying the truth and who's lying. In my opinion, the mainstream media is straight out lies and gaslighting, like galore. And the alternative media is riddled with disinformation and operatives just pushing bullshit. And but there's also really good stuff there. And I always tell people, do your own research, objective, logical, unemotional research. Follow the money. Because the thing that these people, all of the people that are running the show behind the scenes, like the Wizard of Oz, they're just moving levers, you know, they're really midgets. They are really good at accounting and leaving trails of receipts and laundering through, you know, foundations and corporations and stuff like that. So follow the money, and then you can get good data that so you can base your beliefs in that, because it won't be the truth. The truth only comes from your personal experience at this point. You can't believe anyone anymore. Now, that doesn't mean you close yourself off from, you know, all sorts of data. I personally listen to everything. I listen to really out there stuff, and I don't believe nothing. I just do my research, but I also weigh it against my intuition. And so this podcast, priority number one is strengthening your spiritual intuition, your spiritual connection with God, with the universe, and with the human race, with empathy, with love, with caring, and bringing forth all the amazing things that that people's genius. Once you're connected to your source, you're downloading your genius, you bring amazing things into the world. And right now we're in cleaning mode. We got to clean up this fucking mess we have in this world before we can even get to building all the good stuff. But the main thing is really focusing on what people can do. We cannot keep waiting for a savior or a leader to just get us out of this shithole. We need to do our job. And our job means do your thing. Don't do what doesn't make sense to you. You gotta be honest to yourself. What is your joy? What gives you the most excitement? How do you feel uplifted? What brings you up? And you follow that line of thought and that actions. Take actions on that path, and then you start downloading from spirit. What is it that you're here to give? And that's why we focus on the gene keys here. Most of the podcast is going to be about the gene keys. But there's also the resources link on the nav bottom of the app or the website. There's a couple of series there that explains all the stuff that's going on right now. One is The Art of Subversion, explains how countries subvert each other. You want to check that out. And the other one is The Economic Coup d'Etat, that explains the connection between this injections, because they're not vaccines. There's a podcast you want to check out, What's in the Vaccines. These things are pushing out their genetic modification. They are not vaccines, okay? And that's connected with a new cryptocurrency economic system that they want to push. This is all about an economic reset that they want to do. But their plans are falling down the wayside, and we're creating a completely new reality. We got to stick together and stand up. So that's why you want to check out the news. There's the link at the bottom nav that goes to our Telegram news channel. And I always do my best to give you the best data, okay? At this point, we have no truth. The truth is personal experience and personal spiritual experience. You can know things that are truth just with your spiritual connections. It's called remote viewing, and people do this. But you need to open up and enhance your ability to do that yourself. And we start with intuition. But listening to anybody, mainstream media or the alternative media or anybody that you know, because they basically are going to give you one of those two sources. Remember to listen. That's just data. It's not the truth. And it most likely is lies, you know. But then you can go do your own research and weigh it against your intuition. Be objective. And so, and the news, it's a massive amount of news every day. It's crazy, crazy the amount of stuff that comes out every day. Subscribe to our Telegram channel so you can get the data and then pass it around. Because that's the whole point of this. I can't talk about it all day, but it doesn't really matter. You need to pass this stuff around as much as possible. We need to take action. Join class action lawsuits. The one with Trump against the big tech censoring. Dr. Simone Gall against these injections. And Mike Lindell, who's really gonna bring up the evidence. He's already put out two amazing videos on this Dominion voting fraud that happened in 2020 with our election in the United States. So that's another class action lawsuit. And if you're a warrior, and this only if you're a warrior, run for office, local office, everywhere in the United States. We gotta get rid of these cockroaches. I call them the Wizard Cockroaches Mafia because they're because they've put a spell on people and they're cockroaches, and saying that they're hard to kill. You know, they don't go away. You know, they will withstand anything. But the other thing I want to say is, we're gonna win this war without shooting a bullet. We're gonna win this war with the power of God, the power of prayer, the power of love, and with truth, exposing the truth, bringing everything to the surface. This is the revelation times. The apocalypse is here. This is revelation. Everything will be revealed. And there's the other link. It's the chat. And the chat, I go always, I'm always at the chat from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you want to say hi, stop by, give feedback, ask for recommendations. You want to hear something, what you want to hear about. You had any questions about the Jinkies, about anything that's going on, or you just want to say hi and you just want to hang out and show us your garden or you know, anything, you know, just have fun. Most important thing is to keep a light heart throughout all these things. That's why I focus so much on the most important thing is our spiritual connection, because that gives you energy. And that's what we need as we go through all of this chaos. So episodes are every day, Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. At 9 a.m., there's a new episode every day. And today, I have in the description on jorn.tv, I have talking about the Pegasus spyware, okay? An Israeli NGO, this is a Israeli company that have developed a spyware called Pegasus. And this spyware, it's on every politician around the world, 50,000 politicians and journalists. And they can spy on everything. Turn on the voice, the microphone, record video, watch every single conversation, listen to all conversations. They have it all. We don't know exactly who, but they do have it. So there's a great article by The Guardian where you want to read that out. Link is in the description. There's also a bunch of other links in the news channel. But on the description of the Jorn.tv, the page. Also, when you go to Jorn.tv, there's the main feed at the front. You can listen to the podcast there. But in order to see everything of each podcast, you got to click on the link. Click on the title. And it'll take you to the actual post for the podcast, so you can actually see all the stuff I'm talking about here. But it's a cyber surveillance weapon, a target. It targets activists, politicians, and journalists. Pavel Durov from Telegram explains how it works, and there's a whole you want to read that out. It's on the description. And the basic three things that will come out of this story is widespread spying is a huge problem in any country. Privacy is a right, not a luxury. And both sides are being spied on and watched on. This is whoever pays for it, you know. Here's the spyware, who pays for it, who's going to have access to all this stuff. And General Flynn, he was part of this before it turned into this spyware, and then he allowed himself to be spied on through this. So I think he's playing another whole other level of 3D, 5D, 6D, 17D chess, you know. And it's about really bringing evidence into court in with legal precedents. So because he already has been spied through this, right? And he went through the whole ordeal through the 4 years of the Trump administration. They wanted to nail him down. They couldn't. I think this is just speculation, of course, but I think they're going to use that as a way to bring all of this information, this all the stuff that's been revealed on these 50,000 cell phones. Macron, the French president, just got rid of his phone yesterday. So that should tell you something. There's also at the bottom, there's a whole Code Monkey series on this whole thing in Gab. So you can actually, if you don't know who Code Monkey, he was the admin from the 8kun, 8chan, the post where Q posts. He has a whole series talking about this on Gab. And if you want to follow that, I think I have all of that series on the news channel too in Telegram, but you can check that out. So I think that what's going on, I think with also the McAfee thing that we've been talking about, and yesterday was supposed to pop, a bunch of internet sites went down, the site went down, and then nothing happened. But did nothing happen? Was it about something? It could be a LARP. Like I say, it could be bullshit. It could be just some marketing prop. But I think that what it was just to scare people into doing things because they're picking them up. And so who got scared of what he was going to reveal, right? And what did they do? And how did they get them? And then boom, you bring this other thing with the Pegasus thing here. I mean, this needs to come out now. We can't keep fucking waiting for this thing. It's insane, okay? It has to come. I think, and this is what I think. I think it's all gonna explode with the Arizona audit that's supposed to really be released in mid August. I think it's all gonna come out with that. It's gonna be the audit exposing the truth, which is the election was stolen, and that's it. It's a fact, okay? And then, boom! Here comes the revelations of all the people involved because they have the Pegasus surveillance, and now they brought the legal precedents because they used that to spy and to indict Flynn, right? So now it can be done because it has already been done, and it's not anything foreign. You know, it's like, yeah, we did that with Flynn. Look what happened. Now we can do that with all of these cockroaches, the whole swamp, right? So I'm very, very optimistic of what's going to happen. We just have to, you know, hold on for one more day. How does the song go? Just hold on for one more day. It's like, see, with Bon Jovi or something, he was singing that in the 80s or 90s. I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. And now we're going to be talking about the Gene Keys. Okay, so this is our main podcast about the Gene Keys. And I always there's always all the links and the charts and the videos and everything in the description. You want to go to the bottom part of the page where it says Gene Keys, and there's a link for if you haven't done this already. If you're new to the Gene Keys, you're new to the podcast, right? If you've been following us, you know, I take repeat all this stuff, but it every time you hear it kind of like starts molding in your head, because this is pretty foreign stuff for me it was when I started, right? But you want to check out the first link in the Gene Keys section in the page in Jorn.tv, and that's a link to download your free hologenetic profile. What is the hologenetic profile? It's a map. It's a map, a tool. It has no dogma. It applies to all religions and spiritual traditions. It's a tool to enhance your prayers. I mean, as simple as that. It's a tool to strengthen your connection to God, to Jesus, to Buddha, to whatever you pray to. Great Spirit, right? Your higher self, the universe. Because I know, in my experiences, the God is the same God for all of us. It's just that we as humans have evolved in different traditions, which are all beautiful, right? And we have developed our ways to have that connection. We have our sacred text and you know, all our experiences and all of these beautiful songs and history and every single different. And I totally, you know, champion all this the diversity, right, of worship and prayer and spiritual traditions, right? But the core is that God wouldn't be God if it wasn't God for everybody. If you haven't gotten that one yet, you know, wake the fuck up. God is God because it's everywhere. It's everything. It's the entire universe. It cannot be just in this religion and not in that one. It's the same thing. And we all are connected, right? And so that's the way I see it, you know. We all are children of God. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all one humanity, and we all are important, every single one of us. That's why I love the Gene Keys, because it talks about what I call it, but it doesn't talk about it. That's kind of how I interpret it. You know, it's like we have this old paradigm collapsing, that it's all based on hierarchy and competition. And it's meant to keep people pitted against each other, because if they can't have unity, then they can be controlled. If as soon as people become united, then you can't control them. Right, so if you keep people conflicting with each other, fighting, stealing energy from each other in your job, in your relationships, in countries against countries, then the people, the Wizard of Oz, the Wizard Cockroaches behind the curtain, they're like, hey, yeah, keep poke them, so they fight against each other. They're easier to control, right? And so that's their plan. But the truth is that we all are. The way that I see it is, life isn't a competition, it's a puzzle. We are all unique pieces of this grand puzzle of creation, and we fit perfectly somewhere. Our problem, when people are unhappy, is because they're doing the wrong thing. And what I mean by the wrong thing is not that there's anything wrong to do, but for them, it's not in alignment with their true nature to be doing whatever it's making them unhappy. So when you open up yourself, these blockages in our energy field, and start channeling the divine light of creation, the knowledge straight from the universe, you start having this natural navigation system. You know how to navigate towards what makes sense for you. You know how to move forward. You make the right decisions. Your intuition guides you to the right things. It makes sense. You start paying attention to things that before you couldn't even see. And so throughout life, we have had experiences that we haven't been able to process properly for XYZ reasons, or because we've been trained to not get them, you know, XYZ. I mean, we can talk about it. I can make a whole series on that stuff. But the point is that at some point in our lives, we had experiences that we couldn't process, and we kind of like put them aside, and they became unconscious. And this is this unconsciousness, we call them in the Gene Keys, we call them the shadows. These things run the show from behind the scenes. And so we have conflict in our lives and problems and things that keep happening. They're looping. And we can't move forward. We can't find answers. We keep creating the same fucking relationship over and over again with a different person, same thing, problem. Or XYZ, your situation could be different, could be a health issue. And so when we start looking at these things and realizing that these were the seeds that we asked God, that God gave us, so we can plant these trees of new realities. God doesn't give you a tree. You ask him for something, he gives you a seed. And this is the seed of love. And so it comes wrapped in an experience. And so we have this experience. We are unable to process it. And then the seed turns into a shadow. And if you let it if you don't work it and you don't bring it to the forefront and open it up and love it and embrace it and realize what is the lesson here, these things fester and they turn a pile of shit, and in some even case they turn into monsters. And so these people that have been running the show from behind the curtain, they're run by their shadow, and they're disconnected at this point. They're on automatic. And that happens to all of us. It's not just them, but it's all of us. So the gene keys, what we do here is just, it's a map. It's very simple. How to move from the shadow to the gift. That's the whole thing. You look at, we're looking at John F. Kennedy's hologenetic profile here because I need to have a profile to talk about. I cannot just, you know, talk without a specific example. But you want to be looking at your profile that you download. You might want to pause the podcast, go download that thing, come back. And just so, because we're at the point where if we cannot fucking trust the media, we cannot trust organized religion anymore. Like the Vatican at a higher level. Yes, your church, your local church and your community are, that's, you know, pure gold. It's your family. That's beautiful. I'm talking about the Vatican. I'm talking about organized bullshit at the global level, right? The fucking Pope this morning was talking about that he's, look at this. Is this the unity of the truth of the church? Fuck this motherfucker. This day, he said that they're only going to be allowing people to go to see him if they're vaccinated. I mean, people need to wake up and understand that this whole vaccination thing has nothing to do with health. It's all about control. And they control people through massive religion. It's a spell. People keep people under a spell. So we need to wake up for that, you know, have our own spiritual connection. So this way, that's why I like the gene keys, because they don't have a dogma. And the most beautiful part about it is that they don't tell you anything, okay? At the end of every podcast, you're like, well, what the fuck did he said? I didn't hear anything. I didn't get any answers. And that's the beauty of it, because the answers need to come from your connection to God. We have passed that point to listening to gurus and masters and teachers and personal development trainers and spiritual religious figures and whatever. You know, yes, you want to talk with your family, your friend. You want to, you know, you want to listen to your priest or whatever that's local, right? Because this is your family. You know, this is your community. But the true answers will come from your direct connection to God. And so what we do here is we just look at these circles here. They're called spheres, and each one represents an aspect of your life where you lost your power, where you didn't get that experience down and got splintered, and it became this shadow. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring that shadow to the forefront. We're going to look at it with contemplation. You want to search in jorn.tv, use the search above, and just put contemplation. I have two or three podcasts where I talk about contemplation, or just Google contemplation. You know, there's tons of things about what is contemplation. Contemplation is just observing something. And in this case, we looked at these aspects of our life. We looked at the life work. We looked at the evolution. The life's work is what you're here to do. The evolution is your main challenge. And we're looking now at the sphere of the radiance, right? The radiance is what keeps you healthy. This is your electromagnetic field. This is how you receive download from God. This is how God speaks through you, straight into your brain. And this is the one thing they want to block. Believe it or not, with their vaccines, what they do is they block. And what are they going to do? They're going to talk to you directly from the fucking cloud. And it's horrifying, horrifying. People are dying with these injections. We're going to stop calling them vaccines because they're not vaccines. They are genetic modified injections. God bless these people. I hope I'm fucking wrong. And you know, I'll be the first one to say, you know, like, I'm wrong. I was tripping, you know. Please, you know, prove me wrong. You know, I want to be wrong about that, because it's just horrible to think about this. But we're looking at the radiance. And so this is how you connect with God through the electromagnetic field. And so it's a contemplation. You got at the bottom here In this case, John F. Kennedy has a Jinky 37, line 5. We talked about line 5 yesterday, his line, and that's why you see dot 5, and then you got all the other circles have the gene key number, and then dot something 1 through 6. This is the line of the hexagram of the I Ching. This is based on the I Ching, the 64 basic archetypes of human behavior. If you're very advanced and you know what I'm talking about here, you want to just forget about this map and just go through the whole list of the 64 gene keys, like a shopping list, you know, and go like, I got that one, I got that one, got that one, got that one. Oh, and then find the one or the ones that you haven't, and then you call it forth so you can manifest it and have the experience and own it. That's parenthesis. Advanced people want to do that. But most of us, this is really good because it tackles 11 aspects of your life, very, very common, where we have lost our power. So bringing that power back, looking it by contemplation, in this case, you got the weakness. That's the Jinky 37. That's the shadow. And it's just a keyword. That's all it gives you, a keyword, weakness. And the gift is equality. That's it. That's the whole of this gene key thing. Move it from the map. It's a map. It tells you the beginning. It tells you the end. What do? You contemplate weakness. You overlay it in your mind. It's like you're fondling a pebble in your hand, but you're fondling the word in your mind while you overlay it in your problems in life, right? What stops me from being healthy? It's weakness. And so you look at that. But then it's good to have the end result. You have the goal, right? The goal is, in this case, is equality. Why isn't it strength, right? Why is it equality, right? And you can go get an I Ching and look at hexagram 37 and see what it says. You can buy the book from Richard Roth, the author of this, is the Gene Keys book. Look at Gene Key 37. And he has actually has them on audio. They have a whole 64 audios of all the gene keys. You can get all that stuff. And that's okay. That's good. It gives you more ideas. But ultimately, this has to come from your contemplation because you're going to overlay it in the problems in your life. You're going to look at this shadow, bring it to the forefront and accept it and say, yeah, this is it. I accept it. I embrace. I allow it. And then I embrace it. And then that's when you bring back the love of God, and you reintegrate that and turns back and it opens up the channel, and then you start getting more, you're getting the download directly from God. This is your power coming back, and then you can act. You're not afraid because you're reintegrating yourself. It's not that there's nothing wrong with you, okay? You've never fucked up. You need to get that. Everybody need to get that. We're not getting better. We're not becoming better humans. All of that is bullshit, okay? We are the children of God throughout all time and space. We are beloved of the beloved. There is nothing wrong with us. We're here to play life and expand. We just, you know, got a little fucked up and then we forgot who we are, or we forgot a part of ourselves. So this is about remembering who we are, reintegrating that. And so we're looking at line 6 of the radiance today, right? So you fondle this thing and you have the beginning and the end. How do I get from weakness to equality? What does that even mean? And then the download, you will get direct conversation from God. This is not going to happen in a day. So it could. I mean, you could just sit down and just, oh, you got it. But it's usually going to take you, you know, instead of like listening to the radio when you're in your car, contemplate this stuff. When you're gardening, contemplate this stuff. When you're washing the dishes, contemplate this stuff. Before going to bed, contemplate this stuff. Get the habit of stop listening to, wasting your mind focus on stuff that's useless, or, you know, freaking out about all this shit. Yes, it's nasty stuff, but use it to contemplate and heal yourself. The radiance will help you heal yourself. And so let's look at the line 6. This is another element of the map. All of these things are things you put into your contemplation to make it more. We're digging into the unconscious, right? So we need to be sneaky. That's why we have all these little tweaks and moves and shit. We're fucking with it, right? And so the lines are like a lens through which you see each one of these jinkies and each one of these spheres. Every sphere has a slightly different thing, but they equate to the line on the hexagram. So line 6 is for the teachers, right? This is nurture a dream, nurture a healing, How do you nurture yourself back into health? If you have a 6-line radiance, then you probably hold a dream deep inside you. This dream may be something that has grown with you since you were young, and it is a dream that requires continual nurturing. Your dream will go through many mutations over the course of your life, and it is important not to give up hope. Your radiance contains the necessary magnetism and experience to bring about the fulfillment of your dream. With a 6-line, you may not even have a clear picture of the dream inside you. You probably sense its presence. You have to be very patient as the dream unfolds. Every experience is an opportunity to give it more definition. Some experiences may appear to shatter the form of the dream in order that it can be reformed in a clearer and more practical way. As a 6-line radiance, your gift is designed to emerge over the long term as an impulse at the cutting edge of human evolution. You must take the long-term view and continue to nurture your deep intent of being of service to the whole. In time, the dream will manifest and your role within the bigger picture will become completely clear, both to yourself and to others. So this is a line 6. It's not no longer about just healing yourself. It's about creating healing for the world. You're here not just to heal yourself, your problem, whatever illness you have, whatever conflict you have, your body, you might have something if you're line 6. And the path of the wounded healer, right? That's how I would call it, right? You find your own solution to your healing, and then you're to bring that gift into the world. And this is, you know, if you listen to me and you say, well, that sounds like bullshit, that's fine. What I'm saying is, don't believe anything I say. Live it. Experience it. Put it into practice. Contemplate it yourself. Listening to your own intuition. And that will give you the truth, the personal spiritual experience. So this is about nurturing yourself, nurturing a dream of healing that goes beyond you. That all line 6 are like that, the teacher lines. They're about bringing a whole other level. The line 5s are about leading people, what's happening here. But line 6 is about creating the future, creating a legacy. This is a beautiful responsibility here. We've reached the end of the episode now, and I'm going to go to the chat now. I'm going to be there from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time right now, and I'm going to be posting the podcast. And so thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.